And all nations shall be gathered together before him, and he shall separate them one from another, as the shepherd separateth the sheep from the goats. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear children, in today's Gospel, our Lord describes us with frightening words, the Last Judgment. This judgment at the end of the world will be held by our Lord himself. As we saw in Christmas, our Lord came into the world first time in poverty and lowliness. But when he comes the second time to judge us, he will come in power, glory, and great majesty. Then those will tremble who have not believed in him, or who have despised his commandments, his church, and his sacraments. The angels will also take part in accusing the wicked and bearing testimony to the just. Even though angels are superior to men, they also tremble in front of the great majesty of God. In the common preface, it is said of our Lord, "Through whom the angels praise thy majesty, the dominions worship it, the powers stand in awe." All men, though they have been already judged privately, will now stand before God's great judgment seat and be judged together and openly. Then, after the judgment, the angels will take God's chosen ones, whose guardians and protectors they were on earth, into the eternal joy of the heavenly marriage feast. We also, with the rest of the mankind, will be called before the judgment seat of God. In this life, we have to choose on which side of our Lord we want to be. Will you be among the sheep watched by Saint Peter, who have obeyed the voice of their good shepherd? Or do you choose to be among the goats, who have lived according to their wishes, not God's? The best way and sign to keep oneself in the fold of the sheep is to have life-lasting devotion to Our Lady. The great Franciscan Saint Bonaventure once said, "O Lady, in thee I have placed all my hopes, therefore I securely hope not to be lost, but safe in heaven to praise and love thee forever." Another great doctor, Saint Alphonsus, has in his book Glories of Mary left us a great story how devotion to Mary really is that by which you can separate the sheep from the goats. In the year 1604, there lived in a city of Flanders in Europe two young students who, instead of attending faithfully to their studies, gave themselves up to lots of bad and sinful habits. One night, when they had spent all night doing their evil actions, the other one, whose name was Richard, felt tired and returned home, while his friend remained. Richard, after returning home, was undressing to go to sleep, when he suddenly remembered that he had not yet recited that day his usual Hail Marys. Richard was extremely tired and weary, but in his deep mind, where he still had a little bit of his childhood devotion left, he forced himself and recited his Hail Marys, although without devotion and only half awake. Richard then went to bed, but after having fallen asleep, he suddenly heard a loud knocking at the door, and before he had time to open it, he saw before him his friend, but with a hideous and ghastly appearance. "Who are you?" he said to him. "Do you not know me?" answered the other. "Yes, but what has so changed you? You seem like a demon." "Alas," exclaimed this poor wretch, "I am damned. Know that when I was returning home after you, a devil attacked me and strangled me. My body lies in the middle of the street, and my soul is in hell. Know that my punishment would also have been yours, but the Blessed Virgin, on account of those few Hail Marys said in her honor, has saved you. Happy will it be for you if you know how to avail yourself of this warning that the Mother of God sends you through me." After these words, Richard's friend opened his cloak, showed the fire and serpents that were consuming him, and then disappeared. Then Richard, bursting into a flood of tears, threw himself with his face on the ground to thank Mary, his deliverer. While he was revolving in his mind the change of life, he heard the matins bell of a neighboring Franciscan monastery. Richard ran immediately to the convent to beg the fathers to receive him. Knowing how bad his life had been, the reverend fathers objected. But after he had related the circumstance which had brought him there, weeping bitterly all the while, two of the fathers went out to search in the street and actually found there the dead body of Richard's friend, having the marks of strangulation and black as a coal. After this, they accepted Richard to their convent. And from that time on, the young man led an exemplary life, and he actually traveled to India to preach the faith, and from there he passed to Japan and finally received the grace of dying a martyr for Jesus Christ by being burned alive. What a blessed ending this once dissolute young man had, and what a great reminder his life is to us when we are faced with the frightening words of Jesus in today's gospel. To think that Richard, unlike his poor friend, was saved from the fires of damnation through the fires he suffered for the sake of our Lord. And through the loving intercession of Mary, this who was the goat of the devil was turned into one of the sheep of God. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.